podcast family, friends, esteemed guests. This is your host, Mr. Justin Aguirre himself, on the microphone in Miami, Florida, Monday, April 29th, 7:04 a.m. in the morning. Coffee to my right, and there's nothing to my left. But guys, I've been putting out a podcast episode for the past 6 days in a row. Yesterday was Sunday, and I was supposed to deliver a seventh, but it's the eighth day, and I'm giving you the seventh. I'm terribly sorry for my inconsistency. But I had a packed day yesterday, and, you know, quite literally, I forgot to make the podcast, and I remembered at 10 p.m., and I was like, there's no way I'm getting on the mic right now to give this episode because I'm so fucking tired. It would have been an interesting episode. Some people certainly have the desire to amp themselves up, but I do not think there are people anxiously waiting for my podcast to drop. Where's the seventh, Jay? And if you are on that level, we need to move in together because I need friends like that. but today's episode... sponsored by Geico. I'm just joking. But today's episode comes from a question. It's a nice little question. I get excited about this topic. This is the last question, and then we're going to continue on with our podcasting vibes. Or maybe I'll just do questions. I don't know. By the way, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of this series and these questions, and if I should do it again, or, you know, if you're enjoying it. It means a lot. You know, just picture this guy in his room, like, talking on a microphone. Picture you, like, when you don't fucking know, when you get like 100 listens and you're like, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? And I do get feedback sometimes, but if you haven't given me a feedback ever and you're a listener, like, what's wrong with you, bro? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? So just let me know. Hey, bro, I like this. I don't like that. I think you should do this. I think you should do that. That's better than just staying silent, you know? And that's tying into the message. So let me get to the message. From the question, that was posed from JA was, if you could tell a podcaster to talk about anything, and somebody wrote, networking and creating content. I love it, guys. I love it. Don't we all have opinions on this? And I just want to point out, interestingly enough, that the person who wrote this, one of my boys, I was actually with somebody on South Beach, one of my boys from California who I met on social media, on Instagram. And we were buying clothes at Zara because Zara is cool. Fast fashion is cheap and doesn't look too bad. This is a couple of years ago. And when me and my boy are together, we just have this good vibe, you know, we're always trying to talk to people, you know, just making content, literally networking, creating content. And at Zara, there was a guy that was checking us out, not checking us out, you know what I mean, like processing our order. That sounded funny. Yeah, he was so funny. He was just looking at our ass. No, he was the guy that was like about to process the order. What is that person called, man? I'm fucking blanking on that shit, but you know, the store representative. And he's like, yeah, bro. He's like, damn, look at you, bro. You're freaking jacked and this, and like pointing at my friend. He's much bigger than me. He's like, yeah, I'm a coach. And this is my boy Jay. He's a coach too. And then, you know, we're just exchanging good vibes, you know? He's like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to work out, you know, this and this. And I was like, hey, bro, let's connect on Instagram. So we both got his Instagram. And then, wouldn't you know, 2 years later, we all follow one another. And, you know, he poses the question. So my boy, shout out to you, bro. If you do listen to this podcast, thank you for this question. And I want to say, oddly enough, that this question comes from a place of something that we created together, which was networking. And posing this question is creating content. And now it's generating a podcast. And now someone who has nothing to do with us three is being able to benefit from anything that would come out of this. And this is the beauty of not just networking, creating content, but the beauty of technology in the modern world and how things can just like change, you know, the course of reality, right? So now this encounter at Zara leads to this app that was created by people, and then these questions were posed, and you felt the desire to respond to it. Had you not, this episode wouldn't exist, and had this listener that has nothing to do with us would have never decided to subscribe to something that I put out as content, they would have never benefited from something that we formed ourselves. And all that to say, the way I see it, and I love that WWW stands for the World Wide Web, because it truly is a web, and it really is connected. There is no one on the internet, on social media, that isn't connected to someone else. Like, if you go through the web tight enough, in some capacity, you and Kylie Jenner have a mutual connection. At some capacity, you and Neymar have a connection. Like, you can't get away from it. There's something that connects you to someone else. And we live in a world where it's so crazy that if I was just leaving Zara with my boy and Messi was walking by, and he wouldn't be. Let's pick someone else. I don't know. Whatever. Let's just go with someone else from the Inter Miami soccer team here who isn't that popular. A youngster. And I recognize him because he played the other night. And I take a picture with him and I'm holding my mate. And then the guy tags Messi in the photo and says, like, Miami people drinking mate. And Messi reshares it to his Instagram. And now I appear there with the younger player. And all of a sudden, I could make 1,000 new friends because people want to know who I am. And all of this happened because I was walking out of Zara with a mate and took a picture with somebody. And because I have a business that I offer online, let's say of those 1,000 people, 20 are interested. 20. And 5 people really are interested in my program. And they buy it. And I make $5,000. And they tell their friends. And if from those $5,000, maybe another 3 come out of that. In that web. In that web within the web. So, all this to say, and the main message I want to give you today and really hone in on, networking and creating content have this one word that holds them together, that sticks them together, that webs them together. And do you know what that word is? You don't. But do you know what that word is? I love asking questions and no one says anything. I'm like, fuck you. What, can somebody say something? That word is vulnerability. In each of these endeavors, vulnerability is necessary. In a networking context and within a creating content context. If I'm not vulnerable, I would never go up to that guy and take a picture with him, that youngster walking out of Zara. If I'm not vulnerable, I would have never opened up and said, hey, let me follow you on Instagram, my friend at Zara. If that kid that took the picture with me was not vulnerable, he would not tag Messi. If Messi was not vulnerable, he would not reshare that kid's post with me and him in the mate. Right? If that person that saw that post on Messi was not vulnerable, they would not shoot me a follow and then DM me and say, I'm interested in your program. If I'm not vulnerable, I would never sell my services online. Everything, in my own opinion, probably because the way I perceive the world, and some other podcaster can tell you there's another commonality with these things, and there probably is, but you're listening to my podcast, and I'm going to give you my point of view. Vulnerability, for me, unlocks so much of creating content and proper networking within social circles. Can I take a sip of coffee, please? Oh man, that's so good, guys. So good. You know, when you talk a lot, you your mouth gets all and it's the morning, coffee helps. Been up since 5, just wanted to say that real quick, little interlude. Well, we don't have commercial breaks, so I figured I'd give you a little pause there before I get back to the message. But yes, my friends, vulnerability for me helps with, well, it not just helps to me, in my opinion, it's what unlocks everything else. It really is. Because the lie is that I don't know what to post. I don't know what to make. I don't know what to create. I don't know what works. I don't know what sticks. I don't know how to be consistent. And for me, it's about being more vulnerable. And when you're more vulnerable, the answers and the truth are going to flood out of you. So come from a place of like, what, where can I be vulnerable today and share? And you know how I know that's the place? It's because it's what people don't want to do. It's like you want to share something that is either going to be received right or something that you're safe in, right? And you can certainly make content from that place, but then you get stuck. The thing with vulnerability, guys, is it brings out your authenticity, right? So I can tell you to be authentic, but then you're like, but I'm telling you, be vulnerable. Because I know that everyone has this guard upon themselves. I've made some of the most vulnerable episodes lately, you know? I was talking to you about my exes and stuff, guys. Vulnerable. I put out a question, like, I don't know if people are going to even respond to this. Sometimes I do question series and I get like one person that writes, my aunt. You know what I mean? Like, I put that out, like maybe there's no responses, but look, there was 7. Something came from it. I was vulnerable. When you want to make something, if there's a blank sheet of paper, you need to paint. What you need to do is you need to connect with your heart. You need to go into yourself. You can't tell yourself, I need to be creative right now. What does that mean? I need to be authentic right now. What does that mean? You need to tap in. You need to tap in. The answers are within. The painting's already drawn. We need to get it out of you. There's a door that needs to be opened. There's a key that needs to be inserted. Something needs to be removed so that everything can just flow and find color on this blank sheet. We need to take out the blockage. We need to become vulnerable. Live, paint, create from that place. There's a fear, right? It's like, what? I'm not advocating that you share the most personal things in your life, guys. There's things I never share. You'll never know. They're not for you. They're not for you. My heart goes, there's many layers to it. And I think I've shared this before. You have like the most intimate layer of you for me that only me and God flow in, and maybe one other person. And then there's like another circle of like family and friends. And then there's everything else to the world. Right? And some of the family and friends stuff gets thrown into the world because I feel safe. But no matter what, there's a boundary within myself that's just for me. It's not like I have this like sick secret or something like, you know, that. I mean, if I do, I need to find healing. I don't mean it like that. I just mean like things that don't need to be spoken of, you know. But I have layers within myself. I don't know if you even see the world that way. If you've developed a private, intimate life with God, with Source, with Creator, where you can have this gate that's like, no, this is me here. But everything else you can have. I'm vulnerable, right? That's where I live. So I always feel safe. And then as time goes on, I could share more and more. The safer I get, the safer I feel, the more I put out. I think with vulnerability is like, you know, when you're like in a relationship or like maybe talking with a family member and you guys are kind of tight, right? And I don't mean tight as in like buddy, I mean tight as in like uptight, you know, and you just feel like there's tension. But the minute someone is vulnerable, whether it's you or them, what does it do? it like opens up everything. And now they shared, and now I need to share, and I can share more, and I didn't know that, and tell me more. And there was this stuckness before then, wasn't there? There was this lockage, there was this door that was closed, there was a lock and the key, you know? And all it took was vulnerability, and everything came pouring out. That's content, my friends. That's content. What is social media? What is Instagram? Beyond what's appearing on this 4x6 device, it's life itself in a screen. And this gets me to my next part of the question, which was networking. And that's why it's two-sided. Is what would be the difference between creating content and networking? Because social media is just exposing what's happening in real life. And certainly it gets twisted, and you know, you can view it in a different time that it happened, and you know, there's filters and all that, but at the end of the day, guys, it's just what's happening in real life. People don't really agree with that, but it is, you know, and it just gets blurred a bit. But it really did happen. It really was captured. That really is how the person feels. Even if they're being fake, that's how they feel. Even if they're being authentic, that's how they feel. Like, the camera can't lie, right? A picture can't lie, right? Like a video can't lie. It's really what it is, even if they're being fake. That's really what they're doing. Maybe you got fooled, but you can get fooled in real life. The camera just exposes. The camera's just, you know, you can challenge me on that, but I think you get the point of what I'm saying. Vulnerability is needed in networking, because vulnerability is needed in creating content. Because when we talk about both of these areas, we're talking about humanity and social circles and sociology. In order for things to flow, we need to be vulnerable, guys. I know it's not popular to say that. You want to hear a better answer. You know, you want like a structure. You want like a something that keeps vulnerability away. But what if that was the key that unlocks? I make content every day. I've been doing it for 3 years. In like 1,000 days, I think I've missed like 6 days. Maybe 10 days in total that I haven't made content. It's just pouring out, man. I'm at almost 500 episodes. How the fuck does somebody talk for 500 episodes? What do you talk about? You get vulnerable. An area that I want to grow in is networking. I'm like a loner, and I need to be more vulnerable and talk to people that are in my industry. I don't do well at that. And so I'm vulnerable within social media by myself, my own device, my own channels. But I'm not good at it in person. I can be. It's the same thing. I don't put myself in positions that often. And so, you know, it's vulnerable for me to tell you that, but it's the truth. Maybe you relate. Doesn't it make you feel more connected to me? Don't you feel like you understand me more? This is vulnerability, guys. Networking. When you approach someone, you got to be vulnerable, man. Whether it's a female you're interested, a guy you're interested in, or just a freaking contact, a friend who's ugly. There's vulnerability. There's vulnerability in all of it. And then you got to ask a question. You don't know what they'll say. Then you got to ask for their social media handles. And, you know, we make it look cool, and it certainly is. And there's levels to feeling vulnerability. Like, some things are more vulnerable than others. But in either case, going to the event, approaching somebody and asking them a question takes courage. Courage, the undergirding thing, is vulnerability. They almost like need each other, courage and vulnerability, you know? But I'm going with vulnerability because if I told you courage, you would think, I need to be brave! Rah! And then you're missing authenticity. You need to be vulnerable. vulnerable brings out the authenticity in you. That's who you really are. Yeah. Networking and creating content. My friend, my dear listener, would you be more vulnerable? Would you open your heart up and reveal what's been there the whole time? And would you stop thinking you need to make or find or get? Would you think more you need to open up and release what's been with you the whole time? The content is within yourself. The connection is already there. This is the World Wide Web in the internet, and this is the World Wide Web in physical reality. The connections have already been made. Would you be more vulnerable? Would you plug yourself in? Would you find yourself in the web that you already exist in? Would you stop thinking that you need to go and make and do? Of course you need to go make and do. But it's not a chore. It should be so fucking easy to create content. So easy. Sometimes I'm like, fuck, I just want to keep posting. There's so much, but I'm like, I feel like I'm annoying. There's just an overload. I could have 4 Instagrams. I wouldn't get tired. A machine. There's so much to say, guys. You're only stuck because you're not vulnerable enough. And hey, you might be vulnerable. It might not get likes. I don't have a lot of followers. You might not get it. All right. Well, this is my method. And I know it works for me. But there's plenty of other methods, guys. My truth isn't the truth for all, you know? Someone else would have a completely different answer to this question. So don't think that I'm like, you know, the savior or something like that. You know, like, this is the truth. Like, it's just for me. You might have a different opinion. Maybe there's better ways. I can just tell you what works for me, guys, and what I feel good with. That is a last episode of the 7-day series. I hope you have enjoyed it, my friends. We went a little over today. Day 7 of 7 on day 8. Networking and creating content and the key that unlocks it all. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to this series. If you've listened to all prior episodes, I want to send you out a big hug. Ask for your reviews or ratings on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'm so glad that we're connected, guys. I'm so glad we're connected. I'm wishing you a beautiful start to your week, and I'll see you on the next episode.